when the early rosy-fingered dawn appeared. In wonder at the island, we made a circuit round it, and nymphs, daughters of aegis-bearing Zeus, started the mountain goats to give my men a meal. Forthwith we took our bending bows and our long hunting spears from out the ships, and, parted in three bands, began to shoot. And soon God granted ample game. 12 ships were in my train. To each there fell 9 goats, while 10 they set apart for me alone. Then all throughout the day, till setting sun, we sat and feasted on abundant meat and pleasant wine. For the ruddy wine of our ships was not yet spent. Some still was left, because our crews took a large store in jars the day we seized the sacred citadel of the Ciconians. And now we looked across the land of the neighboring Cyclops and marked the smoke, the sounds of men, the bleat of sheep and goats. But when the sun went down and darkness came, we laid us down to sleep upon the beach. Then, as the early rosy-fingered dawn appeared, holding a council, I said to all my men, "The rest of you, my trusty crews, stay for the present here. But I myself, with my own ship and my own crew, go to discover who these men may be, if they're fierce and savage, with no regard for right, or kind to strangers and reverent toward the gods." When I had spoken thus, I went on board my ship and called my crew to come on board and loose the cables. Quickly they came, took places at the pins, and sitting in order smote the foaming water with their oars. But when we reached the neighboring shore, there at the outer point, close to the sea, we found a cave high, overhung with laurel. Here many flocks of sheep and goats were nightly housed. Around was built a yard with a high wall of deep embedded stone, tall pines and crested oaks. Here a man-monster slept, who shepherded his flock alone and far apart. With others he did not mingle, but quite aloof followed his lawless ways. Thus had he grown to be a marvelous monster, not like a man who lives by bread, but rather like a woody peak of the high hills, seen single, clear of others.